Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, February 25th, and we did have a chilly weekend. Had lots of breezy conditions, and high temperatures were about 5 degrees below average or so. But we are going into what's going to turn out to be a rather warm week. We've got a weak cold front that's going to come through tonight into first thing Monday morning. So maybe that'll come through with just a quick sprinkle or flurry. Most of the day, though, Monday is going to be partly to mostly cloudy. We'll see highs, though, make it into the mid-50s. And we'll have southwest winds developing, so it will be cooler right at the South Shore and across eastern Suffolk. Now, Monday night, that high is going to be moving further offshore, so we'll see skies cloud up. We'll have some stratus develop overnight, and temperatures will be in the low 40s. Now, for Tuesday, we've got another frontal system headed our way. We'll be out ahead of it. Much of the day will be dry, no more than partly to mostly cloudy. And we'll get into the mid-50s, at least ahead of this. We'll have a strengthening southerly flow. We'll have gusts to about 20 miles per hour by the time the day ends. And we'll see some isolated showers in the afternoon. Now, rain with this system's warm front Tuesday night looks to be heavy. We'll see lows in the low 50s. And Wednesday, we'll get into the system's warm sector. So we'll have rain end in the morning. We might see a few peaks of sun. That could send some parts of the region into the mid-60s, or it could just stay cloudy, and we might be a few degrees cooler than that. But regardless, it will be cooler South Shore and East End because of the cold water temperatures, only in the 40s. So then Wednesday night, we've got the cold front coming through, and this is a sharp cold front. We could see a couple of thunderstorms with this band of rain. Maybe it even ends as a few wet snowflakes, believe it or not. But by the time this is over, we'll wake up Thursday to breezy and chilly conditions and temperatures in the mid-30s. Now for Thursday, cool it, mostly sunny, highs will be right around seasonable in the mid-40s. We'll have lows in the upper 20s Thursday night. And for Friday, it looks like more of the same. Have sunny skies, highs will be in the mid-40s again. And Friday night, temperatures will be just a few degrees less chilly in the mid-30s. And it looks like we'll be warming up again quickly in time for next weekend. Now, speaking of the breezy conditions that we're going to have this week, we also need to talk about the winds of what could be an interesting hurricane season. Now, if you've been following along with us, we had a La Nina go on for a couple of years. Right now, we're in a strong El Nino, but it's an El Nino that's collapsing, and it looks like we'll be in a La Nina again by the end of the summer. So our names are Alberto, Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto, Francine, Gordon, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, Leslie, Milton, Nadine, Oscar, Patty, Raphael, Sarah, Tony, Valerie, and William. Hopefully we won't get to some of those last few. But temperatures in the Atlantic Basin in general are well above average. So we're not expecting to have a lot of shear across the Atlantic either due to that La Nina. So this is looking like This looks like it has the potential to turn into an active hurricane season. It may start off slow. Many years we've had subtropical development in May or June. Maybe that won't happen this year because we're still coming out of the El Nino. But by August, conditions are going to be primed for things to get rocking and rolling in the Atlantic Basin. So we'll be keeping our eyes on that. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.